You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the world's most iconic landmarks. It holds two heritage listings and typically draws crowds of thousands of both national and international tourists. But for the local Indigenous community, Uluru is culture, history and home.
I was living here long ago. I was watching as a young woman when my father and those other Anangu got the land back.
The Anangu traditional owners received land rights for Uluru on October 26, 1985.
I now place in the hands of the Uluru Katachuta Aboriginal Land Trust the title deeds.
But it wasn't until last year that tourists were banned from climbing the sacred rock. It was a hard-fought victory, years in the making.
When we go on a trip overseas, we respect their country. We wait for them to show us around. I am happy. Pukulpa, happy means Pukulpa. The Pijinjara people are the most happiest people when they're close to the climb.
Linda Wright is a ranger at Uluru Katajuta National Park and helped put up the permanently closed sign at the foot of the climb. Standing at the base of the rock, she points to the sign and says memories of that moment will stay with her for the rest of her life.
Sydney James, our chairman of the board, and I, we put the sign out that was saying permanently closed. To be a part of that was just a huge honour. It was very emotional. We had obviously a lot of people here as well as traditional owners to see their happiness, their tears of joy. Very emotional still.
Following the closure, some local businesses expressed concern they may see a decline in visitor numbers. But while numbers are low, the park's operations manager Steve Baldwin says it's difficult to truly determine the impact the closure has had on tourists due to the COVID-19 border closures.
We're quite hopeful that with the borders reopening and flights coming back, that the numbers will pick up.
He also says he's seen a change in the type of visitors to the region.
We're actually seeing more people that are coming here to experience the natural attributes and culture. And clearly our research and our surveys are showing that people want to engage with traditional owners. They want to learn more about the culture and they've got the opportunity to do that now.
Since the climb closure, measures have been put in place to stop the publication of photographs and videos of the scar, the white mark on the rock face caused by thousands of tourists climbing Uluru using a handrail bolted to Uluru in 1964. Last month, Google removed images of the sacred site to stop people from virtually climbing the rock. For those still able to visit the site, they say the closure hasn't deterred them from making the journey to the Central Desert. Linda French says she visited the region more than 30 years ago and climbed Uluru while backpacking with some friends. She said at the time it wasn't the draw card, but everyone was doing it.
There was a lot of people climbing. I remember walking around the bottom of it and there were, rock art on the walls and crevices and that. We were allowed to go very close. Like there was no kind of boundaries at all. So now I feel like it's cared for and, yeah, it's much better.
A small ceremony at Uluru celebrates the 35th anniversary of the handback with the local community, offering visitors a different perspective on the heart of the Central Desert. Anita Bolle, SBS News.